is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump's recent attacks on the city of Baltimore, of black Congressman Elijah Cummings, and other lawmakers of color could hurt him as the election approaches. But as AP's correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president is saying something different.
The president says the White House has been flooded with people thanking him for exposing Baltimore's issues.
They really appreciate it.
And everything else he's accomplished.
What I've done for African Americans in 2.5 years, no president has been able to do anything like it.
The polls do not reflect that. Gallup reports his approval among black Americans hit 8% last month. A Quinnipiac University poll today finds 80% of registered African American voters think he's racist. The president says he's the least racist person in the world.
Fake news does not report it properly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says he thinks the United States will do well in trade negotiations with China in Shanghai. Speaking at the White House Tuesday afternoon, Trump said that China is suffering more from the current trade war than the United States is. Earlier, the president had warned China against playing a waiting game to see if he wins re-election, tweeting that any deal worked out after the election could be worse than the one being offered now. The world's two largest economies are engaged in an intense trade war, having imposed punitive tariffs on each other, totaling more than $360 billion. North Korea fired multiple unidentified projectiles early Wednesday, less than a week after firing two new short-range ballistic missiles. South Korea's military joint chiefs of staff said the latest launches were from the Hodo Peninsula in North Korea on the east coast, the same area where last week's were conducted. This is VOA News. The Air Force General nominated to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff went before the Senate Armed Services Committee and denied allegations of sexual misconduct Tuesday. General John Hyten told the committee that the allegations are not true.
There was a very extensive, thorough investigation that Dr. Wilson described, which revealed the truth. Nothing happened, ever.
Hyten is appearing, or was appearing, before the Armed Services Committee about the charges brought by his former aide, Army Colonel Catherine Spletstoser. Spletstoser says Hyten subjected her to a series of unwanted sexual advances in 2017. The Air Force Office of Special Investigations has reviewed the matter and found insufficient evidence. The UN humanitarian chief is urging the Security Council to take action to end carnage in Syria's Idlib province, the last opposition-held stronghold. An exasperated Mark Lowcock told council members Tuesday they have ignored previous pleas and have done nothing.
Are you again going to shrug your shoulders, as Michelle Bachelet said, or are you going to listen to the children of Idlib and do something about it?
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. The UN mission in Afghanistan says more Afghan civilians were killed by Afghan and NATO forces than by insurgents, that is, in the first half of this year. AP's Zaria Shakali reports.
The report by the UN apparently refers to civilians killed during Afghan and U.S. military operations against insurgents, such as airstrikes and night raids on militant hideouts. Insurgents often hide among civilians. The U.S. formally ended its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but still provides extensive air and other support to Afghan forces battling militants.
AP's Zaria Shakali. Pro-democracy protesters and police in Hong Kong clashed again Tuesday night after 44 protesters were arrested and charged with rioting, the first time the charge has been used since the protests began last month. Police used pepper spray and batons Tuesday night against demonstrators outside a police station. Protesters responded by hurling plastic bottles and umbrellas at the police. Rallies that began several months ago morphed into rowdy protests last month over a call to end the now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to mainland China. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. the hits and more right here.